And now, please don't block my driveway. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. God, it's a regular party in here. Spencer, you didn't leave.
No.
You're going to stay here because you're going to do those jokes you told me you were going to do. Jim is here.
Yeah.
Andy Dick. Andy Dick is here. I don't know. How do you intro Andy Dick? Andy Dick is Andy Dick. It doesn't matter what he does anymore. Movies, TV, music. He is an event in and of himself, my friends. He's been in many movies, TV shows, music videos, everything. He's here now, Andy. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, good friend, Mark.
I'm so happy you're here. I got very excited because you never know what's going to happen. I was just happy you showed up, but you didn't
You never know if I'm going to show up. That's what you wanted to say.
I did. I said that. You didn't know you were coming still?
No, I knew I was coming when the driver knocked on my door.
That's the awkward moment.
Hurry, let's go. Let's go. And I'm like, what is this? I'm standing in my underwear. What? Where are we going? Radio. And then we stared at each other for like 10 seconds, and he went, come on, let's go.
And you said, can I put my pants on?
Can I take a 30-second shower, please?
So are you, what's going on? Do you own an apartment building?
Yes, that's where he came to get me.
And do you live in all the units, or you actually have tenants and stuff?
I have tenants. A lot of the tenants are my friends, which doesn't work out well.
Why?
It just doesn't. Because you give them breaks. And,
yeah.
You know.
And they're like, Andy, I can't make the rent again, but you want to come in and eat something?
No, now. Yeah, exactly. Now I just slapped that 3-day notice on them. Right
you did?
Away. I do. I don't. The management company does.
I can't imagine if there was a problem in your apartment and you had to call Andy Dick.
No, don't. That's my thing. That's why I have a management company. Yeah, like I'm Furley.
Now I can fix those pipes for you.
But that was a bad time.
But did you ever do a? Did you ever have to do that? I had the landlord in my apartment in Queens was a dentist, and he literally came into the woman who lives downstairs from my apartment from me. Her oven was broken, and he looked at it, he says, "If it was a mouth, I could fix it." How is that? So what are you going to do? So you have a management company that you deal with?
Yeah, that'd be like me just doing little skits for the people.
Our toilet's clogged up. Watch this character.
Yeah, well, this character might be able to fix it. Do I have what?
Spencer was telling me about this thing. Do you still boycott KFC?
I might have gone there since that whole incident once or twice. Because sometimes it's all there is.
You have to.
But that's all about the, you know, they're just very cruel to their chickens.
Yeah.
Cutting their beaks off. And
aren't they all like that, though? Isn't that just the nature of that business?
Maybe. But yeah. And I don't think all of them. You know, I don't think like Foster's Farms or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they're nice. They sneak up on the chickens. It's going like that.
But KFC has it's a bad situation.
But sometimes you got I would feel the same way about Burger King. Are you working on anything?
Well, I just finished
the Dane Cook thing.
I've just finished that also. That's why my hair is short and dyed brown.
What was it? What did you do?
The gray is creeping back in. That movie was called Employee of the Month.
What's it about?
It's about a group of people. Dane Cook plays one of them. Jessica Simpson is another one. Harlan Williams, who's can we swear? And you can't.
We
swear.
Can bleep it if you have
but
to.
But he's just funny as F.
Yeah.
And
he's been on the show.
Oh, he's great. And we really get along. We're trying to write a movie together, actually.
How's that going?
Slow. But we just finished the other one. You know, we're just hanging out now. But it's about we're all employees in Costco.
Yeah.
And Dane actually gave everybody, the whole cast, a Costco membership, which is cool because now I can go.
God, what is he, Elvis?
Buy things.
Yeah.
I know.
Have a Costco membership. Do you like Dane Cook? His comedy? Do you want?
I do.
Really?
I do. You don't?
I don't know. I hate to judge him, but he just seems big and loud, and I don't seem to know who he is. I like knowing who my performers are.
Yeah. I know what you mean by that. It is a little sterile.
Yeah.
And guarded.
Yeah. It's just sort of like, look over here. It's not me.
Yeah.
But you know, that's some people like that.
Yeah.
Some people live that
way. I know
way.
What you mean. That's a really, really good point. But I've got to know him. I got to know him because he opened for me once. And I was having a really bad time with a girl back then. And he helped me out. So I got to know him. And then to see him do his comedy, I'm like, you're right. Those are two separate people. But
sure.
But but it is good. Some of it's real clever.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want that. They don't want to do that on stage.
Yeah, they don't want to do that on stage, and some people don't want to see that. You know, when they come to see me, that's all I have.
It's exactly.
To kind of lay my heart on my sleeve and
right.
hopefully you'll laugh
yeah.
while I'm crying inside.
Yeah.
No, but for real.
I
and
know.
Then some people get uncomfortable to watch that, but some people really dig it.
I'm the same way. When I perform, like the seven people that come out to see me, they really enjoy
oh,
it.
I can get a group of 1,000 down to seven.
Yeah.
I can do this. Oh yeah. I think there was one time when it was like 5,000 people, and I've never seen hordes of people rush to the double doors and bottleneck them quicker. But there was about 30 people who I didn't stop.
Well, what did you
30
do?
30 people who moved up front and sat on the floor with their mouths agape. Loving it.
What did you,
I don't know what I did that.
How could you?
Know, I don't know what at what point they stand up and go F this.
Yeah.
And one time at this Boston, it was a women's college,
uh-huh.
a business college,
yeah.
a women's business college. And I there were some guys there, and I just remember one guy just walking as he was leaving. He didn't go out the back. He made a beeline right for me, directly down the aisle, and he was looking down, but just giving me the middle finger right to my face as
really?
He's looking down, walking. Like, this is what you get as I walk out.
Like, he's making a statement. He just went. But you know what is hilarious about that is that you don't remember what would cause
well,
that.
I don't know. But no, not that I don't remember.
Okay,
I would,
how about a series of events?
Well, there's lots of things in my act that are strange. And I even hesitate to call it an act.
Yeah.
Because what I finally turned it into was this. And I'm not going to do this anymore.
A cabaret of pain?
Yeah, it turns out to be, because it's basically I open myself up and say, if you guys have any questions, you write them down on paper before the show. I'll answer them all. I'll try to get to all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I answer everything and anything.
About yourself.
About myself or whatever they want to know about that they think I would know. And sometimes it's very, very, very personal. And a lot of the times it's just plain dumb because I can't just come up with jokes or anything. And I, you know what I mean?
Didn't you travel with music too at
yes,
one time?
Yes, and then I would intersperse that Q&A with songs. And sometimes I'd be like, a question would spark a song and I'd
right.
sing a song.
What are the
answer it with a song.
What are the questions that you get the most? Like there's recurring questions?
Yeah, right, when I was just telling you the story, I was thinking about how many people asked me about Trishelle. From the real world, because
oh.
we kind of hooked up for a couple, like a year or so. We never had sex.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a couple things in there.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, and I played with her boobies, which are very nice.
Yeah.
And we've made out, and we're actually just better friends than anything else, because she's a classic prick tease,
uh-huh.
if you can say that.
Yeah, sure you can.
I don't know. I've never done AM.
Yeah, no, I think we can say it. If we can't, we can.
Believe it.
So the crowds you draw are pretty young.
Mm-hmm. Always very young because the MTV crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on MTV. In fact, I'm about to do the MTV Movie Awards again.
That thing you did, the Scientology thing, was genius.
Oh, yes. That was for
VH1, right?
VH1, though.
That was great, though.
That was funny.
I think that you were like the first guy that when I saw that, I realized that. I think that thing made me realize that they are full of crap, that they don't have a legal arm, that they're not going to ruin anyone's career.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty ballsy thing to do.
And most of that stuff was real.
I know.
like what, those words that I was saying. And
from
what
Scientology?
Yeah, those are things they believe in. I was wondering, because I saw Tom Cruise on Letterman the other night, I was wondering if he saw it. I wonder if he saw it.
What do you make of Scientologists? You know a few, don't you?
I lived with one, actually.
You did?
Yeah, I lived with one right when I moved out here. There was a couch for rent for $100 a month.
Yeah.
It was the cheapest place, and I lived right across the street from the Celebrity Center. And he was what they call a Sea Org.
Yeah.
He was in the Sea Org.
Right.
Which is the Sea Organization, because their whole hierarchy is based on, like, a naval thing.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they
captains
have
and lieutenants or whatever, ships.
Yeah, there's a naval-themed outpost somewhere, I think, east of here. We interviewed a woman who wrote an article in Rolling Stone about it.
They're really a really odd group.
Yeah.
And I did it, too, because I did a little Scientology.
You did?
Yeah, I went over there, and I did it. There was a class on religion. The cheapest class was, like, $39 or something. So I took this class, and it was on relationships.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing there was a triangle, like, some kind of three-way. I don't. And I was disillusioned right away, and I said, Can I just like my money back? Or and they said, well, we can't give you your money back, but we can give it to you in auditing. And I went, what's that? They said, it's more like one-on-one, and you hold on to that metal thing.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like the class. So I did this auditing thing, and it was kind of fun because it was like therapy.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been my first therapy session.
Really?
Yeah. And then I got into just straight therapy after that, but
that's weird.
$39 didn't go a long way.
Not with the auditing. Apparently, yeah. That can get into the thousands of dollars.
Can it?
Oh yeah,
they're trying to get me hooked.
Yeah. Oh, that definitely. That's how they make their money. So we hang out. We'll hang out for a little while. You're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're talking to Andy Dick. Spencer Dobson is still in the room. And Spencer, you can ask a question, and when we come back, if you want.
Let's have a Q&A, Spency.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Jim Earl's going to ask a question. Let's do the thing that Andy does on stage. Let's let him answer some questions.
Yeah, write them down.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Great.
He's facing a brain operation. Mark Maron.
That's scary. That scares me. Thank you, Jim, though.
You're
listening to the Mark Maron Show. You can go to markmaron.com. I'm here with Spencer Dobson. Andy Dick is here. We're going to ask Andy some questions, but we had a small conversation about MySpace. And I put my name there, and I put a picture of me up, but I have no idea what the hell to do now. And it says it has my real age and my horoscope, and that's the only thing on there. And I don't even know why my horoscope came up, and I'm not sure I want my real age up there. And without even asking, people are wanting to be my friend, and it's too much pressure, and I'm insecure. And don't you have to double-check them or something, Andy?
Well, I pretty much accept everybody.
You do?
Well, yeah, I do.
That's the thing.
I think there was a couple people, like if their name is Dr. Satan 666, I'll say no thank you. But for the most part, even some of those freaks I accept.
Some of those people are being ironic.
Yeah, they're being funny. Yeah. But some of them really do worship Satan.
That's true.
But you know, there's nothing really wrong with that, is there?
I mean, they're not coming to your house.
I know. I actually know Stanton LaVey.
Anton LaVey's kid?
I think he's his grandkid. He's actually a friend of mine. He's just a normal guy. He just believes in Satanism.
But Anton LaVey was sort of a huckster, wasn't he? Sort of a con man.
They all really are. I mean, what does that mean? I'm sure they do not sacrifice lambs.
No,
and
not
children.
Them. No,
you know they don't. It's not.
That's more of a voodoo thing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to desecrate that religion, because there are some. They're the last people you want to piss off. I mean, I'll end up with a nosebleed in the middle of the night for reasons I can't understand. But so in terms of MySpace, though, tell me what you gain from it, and what should I put up there? What do you have on yours?
Well, Dane Cook turned me on to it, because
that's all I ever hear about that guy.
He's the MySpace darling, over 1 million friends.
And that
That's
enables
a lot.
That is a lot. But these are 12-year-olds, right?
No. Most of them are over 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to have to get on that. What were you going to say, Spencer?
Well, now you can have a comic page too. So when people do searches of comedy, on MySpace, your profile can come up.
That's where you should be. I'm on the music page because I
can
wanted
switch
to put
it
up,
over now, though.
But I wanted to put up my comedy, and I don't think you can put. I mean, on my music.
Yeah.
I don't think you can put up music on the comedy page. Maybe you can now.
Originally, it was music. There was regular pages, and then there was musician pages where you can post MP3s. But now on the comedy pages, you can post MP3s and video clips.
Now it just sounds like a week's worth of work for me to get one damn
hire somebody.
Is that what you? There's MySpace technicians that you can hire?
Just hire some kid. Everybody knows how to do it, just not me and you.
Are you the same as me? Like, it takes forever?
I can't do it.
It's so time-consuming.
I'm 40 years old. I don't know how old you are.
I'm 42.
I'm right with you. I don't know how to do it. I'm not a good typer.
Yeah.
Typist, I guess it is.
Those kids just whiz right through it.
Man, and the kids out there, they can type.
Yeah. Fast. I know. Yeah. It's disconcerting
they
to me.
They can't spell well, though. But they really don't. They don't spell well, and they're almost like a little dumb. But their fingers are smart as hell.
Yeah, they just go.
Gosh.
So what I went to your website.
Andydick.com. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, well, what is the – it looks great. But what's the movie? I don't know about that movie.
That's what I was going to say. I just finished when you said the Jane Cook thing.
Yeah.
Well, but you're right. I finished both about the same time. The movie, I just finished a movie. I wrote and directed a movie called Danny Roan, First Time Director. And it's just like I say that it is very semi-autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just is, you know, it's about a guy, a TV actor, he's on a sitcom,
and
he gets blackballed from Hollywood because he drinks too much. He pulls out for a couple of years, does some theater, then he decides to get back in by directing a movie about drugs and alcohol because he's been sober now for 4 years or so. And this really does kind of follow my life, except I wasn't going to direct a movie about drugs and alcohol. You know, like Requiem for a Dream.
Sure, yeah.
And then right within the first week, he starts drinking. And then it's a documentary that just follows the whole spiral back down.
Yeah, and where are you in that spiral?
In right now?
Yeah.
I am climbing my way back out.
Are you? Good.
I'm always somewhere.
I
think you've seen.
I have.
Me and you have run into each other at
the place.
The improv or somewhere.
Yeah. We've run into. I mean,
You've seen me up and down.
I have. Well, I've known you for on and off for years. I think the first time I met you was when you were doing Stiller's show, and I knew that.
Wow.
Like, I've got. We have a lot of friends in common. I'm coming up on 7 years sober. And
wow.
I know that you got a little time at one point in time.
3 years I had.
Yeah, and then you just decided to hell with it?
I'll tell you that there was a moment when, you know, I was actually hanging out with this guy.
Yeah.
And he was just smoking a joint. And we were in a jacuzzi. And I went, let me just smoke a little of that joint.
Yeah.
And then I've never been able to put together like a year since.
3 weeks later, you haven't slept in 3 days. And
it didn't get that bad right away.
Yeah.
I was
so
afraid of it.
I was so
conditioned to be afraid of it.
Right.
That it took me a while to get acclimated. To the party lifestyle again. Until, you know, the water. It was so cold at first.
You had to do some drugs.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Come on in. The drugs are fine.
Oh, man. Somebody told me, who was it I was talking to? I did a benefit in New Orleans a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And someone said, Greg Barron said he was on a plane. He was on a plane with you.
Right.
Yeah. And you were going to, what were you doing? You were.
It was me, Macy Gray.
Yeah.
Kim Coles.
Uh-huh.
And then all of our friends. So we each had like one friend.
Uh-huh.
And we were on our way to do celebrity poker.
Okay.
And we weren't in the same game. Actually, I really wouldn't remember who was in my game.
It was a good weekend, huh?
Well, what happened is I brought my nephew, who is my assistant, and he's out there now.
Yeah.
And at the time, he wasn't my assistant. I was trying him out. Now he got better. But he got arrested right when we got there.
For what?
For he was holding pot.
Yeah.
It was my pot. So I felt bad.
Sometimes they got to take the hit for the celebrity, you know?
I know, but I was really upset that I was going to get in big trouble by the family and that he was going to say it was his fault, and by the press because I was making a hold. I thought, you know, he can go down. I just don't want to go down with him. And so I started drinking heavily, very upset. It happened right before the show. And then, you know.
How'd you do with the cards? Do you remember?
I lost. They told me. They actually said, you just go all in right away and get out.
We don't want you out. You're ruining our event.
They did not like me.
That's so funny. You let your nephew take a hit for the team. You know what I mean?
But I didn't let him. I didn't like, shut up. I didn't go, here, take this quick. He was just holding it, you know, while I was going to play the game.
All right, so let's do a couple of these questions. So does anyone have any questions? I guess I should start. How many kids do you have?
Three.
Are you?
I've got three kids, an 8-year-old daughter. She's awesome. She's really the nuttiest one. You've got to save her a seat.
Okay.
She's only 8, and you can tell.
Oh, no.
You know?
I'm sure you're not helping her.
Oh, God, no. So I actually give her wine a little bit, like a sip here and there. She always goes, just a little schlug. I don't want to get drunk.
Is it an 8-year-old?
She's 8. But, you know, you can have a little. She really does just take a little sip.
That's where it starts. You can just picture it 20 years from now. She's going to be like, it all started with my father. Maybe some of you knew him.
Forcing wine down my throat at every meal.
And do you get along with the kids?
Yeah.
You have a relationship?
I'm going to see them all weekend, this weekend. And then I have an 11-year-old son, And they both of those two live with their mom out in the country, which
okay.
is nice. And then I have an 18-year-old son.
Really?
Who lives in another part of the city with his mom.
Where did you come from? Where did you land?
I moved out here and actually my 18-year-old was born in Chicago. So I came out from Chicago with my family and then, you know, we tried to keep it together. We kept it together for a good 5-6 years,
uh-huh.
both of our families. And then we tried to do a commune thing that people
that's
still talk
I heard.
About today.
I thought, yeah.
But that's so 10 years ago. But we all tried to live together, even though I wasn't dating either of them
yeah.
at the time.
Right.
I was dating another girl. Just kept it all
she
tight.
One
we kept
woman
it tight
with,
like that. It worked for a couple of years. I had one woman with one ex, another woman with two. I mean,
two
one
kids.
Ex with two
one,
kids,
one.
Another ex with one kid, and then my girlfriend. And me and my girlfriend lived upstairs, and all the others lived downstairs.
You should have started your own religion.
I could have. I just needed to get some of those auditing coils from something.
The Church of Dick.
Yeah. Something. Dickology.
Dickology. All right, Andy. So you feel good? Is there anything?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the best experience you ever had on drugs? Before we go.
Honestly,
yeah.
I think it had to maybe have been last weekend.
Really? What'd you do?
And that was my blowout weekend. I knew it was going to be, and since that's why I say I'm climbing out. It was Coachella.
Oh, okay.
And I took acid, and I never do that. I've done it maybe twice
uh-huh.
in my whole life, and like I said, I'm 40.
Yeah.
And this time, and it was so good, and somebody gave it to me, and I did it, and I was like I was on a journey. You don't have
yeah.
time to hear about it, do you? It was a trip. They call it tripping for a reason. You are gone.
Well, we might have to hear that.
Okay.
All right, yeah, hang out a minute.
Okay.
So we'll do it in a second.
Okay.
Let's talk about acid.
That's
Mark Maron.
Well, that's great. It's like the old days.
It is, isn't it?
So I was not a big hallucinogenic person myself.
Me either.
I did it a few times, but I generally, if you're not with the right people or you
yes.
have the freedom to move around, you can
yes.
get into real trouble.
Yes. I was at Coachella.
Yeah.
So you have acres to wander through
uh-huh.
and in a beautiful setting. And I was with a very good friend of mine, Dan Matthews.
Uh-huh.
The vice president of PETA.
Okay.
He's a great guy, and he's gigantic, so I knew he could take care of me. He's gay. He's so sweet.
Now, how do you address that question when people ask you if you're gay?
Well, I'm not. I'm bi. I
okay.
mean, I always say I'm tri, but that's a Bowie line. I'm trisexual. I'll try anything.
Right. yeah.
But I'm really, like, right now I have a girlfriend
yeah.
and two boyfriends, but one of them might be gone.
Might be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know? It's not clear?
It's just not. We're not getting along.
Wow. It just seems like a lot of juggling to do.
It is too much.
Yeah. All right. So what's trip?
The trip. Okay. So I took the thing and you just there's so many little moments. My big thing is I wanted to meet Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
She was performing.
Okay.
In a tent. So I, first of all, I pretended like there was this one tent. We held it and we said it was the Andy Dick tent that I was going to be performing sometime in the evening,
uh-huh.
but I wasn't. And
you were walking around with the tent? Or
no, I just had it, and I was just holding court at the tent.
Okay.
And Vincent
yeah.
Gallo was coming through, and I'm like, there's going to be a show later. And Sean Lennon came through, and remember Tammy Heidi?
Yeah, yeah,
K-Rock?
Yeah.
She
oh,
was
yeah.
there. We all hung. So it was just this meeting place where people were coming and going. And then Dan Matthews took me to see some band. I can't remember their name,
uh-huh.
but the light show was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I was tripping out.
Yeah.
And then I lost Dan.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I must have spent 2 or 3 hours.
The guide is gone.
Yeah. I was
oh, no.
wandering
oh,
by
no.
myself.
Yeah.
It felt like hours.
yeah.
And
you're Andy Dick, so people must have been coming up to you going, that's Andy Dick.
Yeah, a couple times, but with this new, like, the dyed hair and the
yeah.
short hair and then this weird gray beard I got going, they weren't sure. And,
right.
And plus, I wasn't going to stop because
right.
I was just walking and crawling.
And you feel like all sweaty because you're tripping and that weird lump in your throat?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like bad acid.
Right. No.
It was,
right.
It was good. It was so clean, and I don't think I did that much either.
Uh-huh.
At one point, I kept having this feeling: when am I going to get arrested? When is the fun going to end? I know it's going to be soon. When? And then I'd see a cop, and I'd try to walk the opposite way. But then I started to embrace it, going, "Just arrest me!" I crawled on the ground, going, "I'm a lizard! I'm the Lizard King! Arrest me!" I was crawling, like. Rubbing, like yeah. humping the ground
yeah.
in front of 20 cops.
Nothing.
Nothing. Couldn't get arrested. Because I had been arrested
yeah.
2 years before.
And did you get to Madonna? Did you peek out? And
I did. I heard her. She was starting. Ray of Light was on. It was over these porta potties.
Yeah.
I asked my friend to boost me up. This is before I lost Dan Matthews.
Yeah.
Boost me up, or I found him again. Lose whatever time was.
Yeah.
Got on top of the porta potties. They started sinking in. You know, the roof started caving in. So I jump off the other side onto this fence, crawl over the fence, get into the crowd, and I'm crawling to her. I'm like just going, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, and I'm very close. I'm like 10, 20 feet from the stage, and I realize I'm looking at an alternative stage with that's just screens of Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
And then I look over there. I look 100 yards yeah. away, and I could see her, a little tiny little mouse, on another whole stage. I would have to go through a whole other sea
yeah.
of people and fences and porta-potties.
And
I said, F it!
Yeah.
F it. I turned around and left. I didn't even stay for the whole Madonna thing because I wanted to see her, touch her,
yeah.
get right up to her.
Yeah. You've never met her before?
No, I never have. And it's not that she's so that spectacular. It's, you know, she's 50 and she's not that. She just doesn't seem that bright, does she? You know what I mean? But look what she's done.
I know. I feel the same way. I cannot.
I'm amazed by her, though.
I never locked on. I
no.
try to,
she's not that talented or anything.
Right.
I think she surrounds herself with talented people. You know what I mean?
I never understood it.
I don't either, but I'm fascinated by how, because I even got caught up in just her, who she is, I
yeah.
guess. And then she puts on that fake English accent when she's really from Brooklyn or something.
And she's a Kabbalah person.
And she's Kabbalah. She's just kind of just as crazy as me, you know.
Yeah. In show business, though, before we end up running out of time, what was the high point for you in terms of living up to your expectations of everything you imagined show business being?
Oh, that's a cool question. Like, I can right away remember when James Caan did, lived up for me. Like when
your moment where you're like, oh, my God, I'm in show business.
Yeah. When I was doing on news radio, he did a guest spot, and I was doing all my scenes with James Caan.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, that was one of them early on. I could have just laid down and just died right there. I was so, so excited.
In your point of reference, was it like, it's Sonny from The Godfather?
It wasn't even
James Caan.
James Caan, he was so good and so commanding. And I had another moment like that very, very early on because I was in a movie that I eventually got cut out of called Flashback, and I had a scene with Dennis Hopper. I had the same feeling. One scene with him.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was when I was like 20.
All right, so Andy, take care of yourself.
I'm trying.
And you can go to Andy.
Don't tell Dave. Don't, because we share the same
manager. Yeah.
Please don't tell him I did acid.
Okay, I won't.
And I'm serious.
And you know one thing? You can rest assured, Dave does not listen to my show. I don't even think.
He never comes to anything of mine either.
That's right. That's when you know your manager's really giving up. It's like, hey, you can go to the meeting by yourself, can't you? All right, Andy.
But I have the same thing with him, dude.
Be careful.
What is he doing? Thank you.
All right, we'll talk on the break about that. Okay. We'll be back with, what do we got coming? We've got, come on. Mimi Kennedy is going to come in and talk about politics. So I know you've been waiting for that. We go from drugs to politics, just like the old days.
Yay.
Now back to the king of frivolous lawsuits, Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. You know, I'm having a little bit of guilt right now about Andy Dick. I feel like I was not a good recovery person, that I should have reached out more and made myself more available him off of the...
People on drugs are really hilarious.
They are, but you know, you start to get concerned in this game, especially with comics on drugs, that, you know, they're on a bad trajectory, but I think he'll be all right.